So we're here today with Emma Hutchins, who works with Just Economics in Asheville. And today we're going to talk about the relaunching of the Living Wage Certification Program that is coming up pretty soon. Could you tell me a little bit more about what that is?
Sure. So Just Economics runs the largest living wage certification program in the country. We were the second program in the United States, and we have the largest number of voluntary businesses in the country. So we run a living wage certification program. It's an opportunity for businesses who pay a living wage, who want to keep pace with the local living wage, to apply for living wage certification. And so you might see our stickers and windows around town.
Yes, for sure. So can you tell me a little bit about how, obviously this isn't a new program, but how it's changed from how it used to be?
Sure. So I'm actually going to back up and give you a little bit of a timeline. So when I started working for Just Economics in 2019, the living wage rate at that time was $13.65 an hour. We recalculate the living wage rate at the end of every year based on fair market rent data that comes from the federal government. That's based on the, it's like a snapshot of available housing in that time. And it comes out around November. So that's when we recalculate the living wage rate. So in 2020, there was a hold on the fair market rent data for Buncombe County. There was a request for reviewing that data because it seemed like maybe it was not correct. So we didn't have a living wage rate at the beginning of 2020. And the week that we were able to access that new updated data and calculate the new living wage rate was the week that all the businesses closed down for COVID. So we calculated the 2020 living wage rate for Buncombe County at $15.50 an hour. But our program paused. Our whole recertification program, which is when, you know, businesses will be certified for either 1 year at the old rate, like as in the year prior, because we give businesses a year to get up to the new rate. So businesses will be certified for 1 or 2 years, and we recertify businesses every 2 years. We paused that whole process, and we waited. Back when we thought the pandemic was only going to be a couple months long, little did we know. So at the end of 2020, we had new fair market rent data to calculate the 2021 living wage rate. And we calculated it at $17.30 an hour. That is high. We heard a lot of surprise from workers and businesses. We were surprised to see the rate increase that dramatically 3 years in a row. So we paused and we worked with our board and our certification committee to decide how to proceed with the economy being in this difficult spot from COVID, with businesses struggling, but also with workers really struggling to make ends meet. We just needed to decide how to proceed. We decided to move forward with the program looking pretty similar to the way that it used to look, where businesses can apply for a 1 year certification at the 2020 living wage rate of $15.50 an hour, or a 2 year certification at the new rate of $17.30 an hour. But we also added a third option, which is for businesses who are experiencing hardship due to COVID-19, folks can request an extension of an extra 6 months to figure out if they're gonna be able to adjust to that new living wage rate. And our hope is that businesses who choose that extension are committed to an accountability process. They're committed to living wages. They're saying, like, we want to figure this out. We just need a little bit more time to do it, as opposed to folks being forced out of the program and then maybe choosing not to keep pace with wages moving forward. We'd much rather stay in touch with businesses who are working to find a way to keep pace with those rapidly increased wage needs from our community.
So can you mentioned a couple things like COVID, and businesses having to shut down. I'm not sure if that relates, but what is the reason for this extreme, increase in the living wage?
Sure. So Buncombe County is an expensive place to live, and it has become more expensive over the last several years. The living wage rate is, it varies by geographic region. So we calculate the Buncombe County living wage rate separately than the living wage rate for the rural western counties of North Carolina. And we actually use a different method to calculate it because it's based on the cost of housing, and housing data for rural areas is often inaccurate. So we calculate the rural living wage rate differently. It's currently $13 an hour. In Buncombe County, the cost of housing has increased rapidly over the last few years. For example, we use, like I said, fair market rent based on a one bedroom apartment. The cost for a one bedroom apartment in 2018, according to the federal fair market rent data, was $660 per month. In the year 2021, that same one bedroom apartment would be $1,099 per month.
Oh my gosh.
We use what's called the universal living wage formula to calculate the living wage rate. So we just do the math every year. Based on this data that we're receiving. And that's a huge leap in the cost of housing. And we are going to be doing a series throughout the spring talking about what some of the factors are that are raising housing prices, but partially it's availability. Asheville is a very popular place to live, and there is a shortage. There's a housing shortage. We've made newspaper articles that we're not proud of. You know, like Asheville makes a lot of lists, right? That we, that maybe we're not proud of, including being one of the fastest gentrifying cities in the nation, and having a dramatic housing shortage. So, I mean, those are just two of the factors that are driving this rapid increase.
That is an extreme increase that I didn't realize it was that big. For like my last question, kind of wrap it up, could you explain what it means to be a certified business with Just Economics? Like, are there perks or what kind
sure.
of?
Yeah. So we have a website that has a directory where all of our living wage certified businesses are listed. So for consumers who are interested in you know, voting with their dollars, so to speak, and in investing in the local economy, investing in local businesses and investing in businesses that pay their workers well, folks can look up those businesses and see who they are, find out where they're located. And that's something I think is really nice. But, you know, we also believe that there is a cost to paying poverty wages. I want to take just a second to bring up the minimum wage, and then we'll get back to the benefits for employers. But the minimum wage in the United States hasn't increased in the last 12 years. So it's $7.25, and it's been that way for a minute. That is not enough for anyone who is working only 40 hours a week to afford rent in any state.
That's insane.
It's a crisis. It's a wage crisis, and so that means that folks who are making $7.25, $10 an hour in lots of places are living in poverty. In Buncombe County, I think one of the reasons that the living wage rate is such a kind of shocking number, or such a shocking thing, is that what we mean when we say living wage, we really mean that this needs to be the wage floor in order for people to not be living in poverty. So $17.30 is the least that a person who is working 40 hours a week living in Buncombe County can make and not live in poverty and not be needing to access public or private assistance. That's assuming they don't have any dependents. That's also based on a four-year average of fair market rent, which means if we were to just plug in that 2021 rate into our universal living wage formula, the living wage rate would actually be higher to $21. It would be closer to $21 an hour.
Oh my gosh.
So this is, I just want to go out on a limb here and say, this is a conservative rate even, which is just shocking. I don't think that's illustrating an equitable economy, right? If people have to be making that much in order to not be living in poverty, we've got some other stuff going on. So I want to go back to my original point, which is that there's a cost to paying poverty wages, which is that if your workers are living in poverty, there's a really good chance that they are housing insecure. There's a really good chance that they're food insecure. There's a good chance that if they're sick, they can't afford to call out, so they may go to work sick. Or if their kids are sick, that they may have to stay home because they can't afford childcare. These are things that ultimately incur costs for society through public assistance and incur costs for a business who may have rapid turnover because they have employees quitting often, or they fire people because they can't come into work one day when their kid is sick. So there are hiring costs and training costs that are associated with high turnover in a workplace. So we believe that workers who are treated well, who are paid what they need to make ends meet, stick around in their jobs. They show up to work on time. They don't come to work sick because they don't have to, right? And additionally, you know, people are able to contribute to the economy when they have enough money to make ends meet. People are able to spend their money at local businesses. They're able to participate in community activities. They're able to engage in a different way when they're not struggling to survive. And so the Living Wage Certification Program, we're doing our best to balance the needs of businesses and the needs of workers during a time that's really hard for both.
That's awesome. So how would businesses go about applying for this?
Yeah. So we have an application that's it's a digital form on our website, and it doesn't take very long to fill out. And it asks some basic questions about how many employees you have, how much they're getting paid, what types of employees a business has. And then we review that application with our board. It's pretty straightforward process. Once a business is Living Wage certified, they receive an ICE sticker for their window or door. They receive a certificate that they can hang up in their place of business. And they also receive a break room poster that their workers can read and see what is the living wage rate and how it works. And if workers have concerns about their workplaces, they're able to get in touch with Just Economics directly in an anonymous way, and we can follow up with their employer. And I think that that's important too, that, you know, they're part of being a Living Wage certified business is committing to a process of accountability and transparency, but it's also about celebrating businesses that are willing to do the extra work to pay their employees what they need to get by.
I'm guessing to be a certified living wage business, you have to be paying the living wage, right?
That's correct. So a business can be certified for 1 year at the 1550 rate from 2020, or they can be certified for 2 years at the new rate of $17.30 an hour. I do want to just speak to really quickly, like, why we give businesses time to adjust. Because if you go into a living wage certified business and you see that they're not paying $17.30 yet, but they are paying $15.50, that's because we recognize that businesses aren't able to adjust their budgets overnight. We didn't know the rate was going to be $17.30, and neither did they. So it does take some time for businesses to adjust to a wage increase, especially one that's as dramatic as that. And also, we have some businesses who have opted into this extension option in the application. So, you know, I would say, like, we do give our businesses the benefit of the doubt. We also take employee concerns very seriously. And so there will be some instances where there's a little bit of a lag as businesses who are recovering from COVID-19 are getting up to speed. And that's just part of the process.
Mm-hmm. One more question. How do you think COVID will affect your application process and how many businesses will get certified?
I think that's a great question. I think that we will lose some businesses from our list, and that's okay. I also think that our community at large needs to know what this number really is. Because I do think that this is sort of a time of reckoning for our community and really, really starting to understand what it's like for people who are trying to live here. You know, for local people who are working and trying to pay rent and stay in this area. And it's important that we understand that the wage floor isn't $7.25. And here it's not $10 or $15, it's $17.30. That's the floor if people are gonna be able to make ends meet. My hope is that businesses who aren't able to adjust to that $17.30 right away, we understand, we're not mad. I hope the community is still supporting local businesses, because local businesses create this local economy. They create the essence that I think makes Asheville a special place. They create jobs where people are treated with dignity and respect. And so our hope is that businesses see that number and they register that as a goal that they're working toward in a consistent way.
That's great. That really is great. Well, do you have anything else you want to say, acknowledge or anything?
Trying to think if there's anything else. I do want to mention one more thing, which is that, you know, even businesses with tipped employees can become living wage certified. We also have an allowance for businesses that offer health benefits to their employees. And so, you know, I would say that any business who's interested in exploring living wage certification, who you may think that you don't qualify, or you might have like an unusual employee circumstance, reach out and we're happy to talk through it. Our website is www.justeconomicswnc.org. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can find our application and more information about how the Living Wage Certification Program works, in addition to information about our work on transit and affordable housing. Our contact information, all that stuff is going to be right there on that website.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for this. I really appreciate your guys' work in the community. It really is great. So
thanks so much for having me.